Frank Fontana here, just sliding into our slot, getting all the briefs on the news. Appreciate the updates. We just had President Obama speaking on the topic. And Dave, did he clearly state that this is an act of terror and hate? Is that what I just saw?
Yes.
All right. So what does that all mean? I mean, this incites a whole new chapter to this.
Not exactly. We've had incidents of terror before.
But to this magnitude of, I mean, this is one of the biggest in our country.
This is the worst mass shooting in history, but we've had plenty of incidents of terror, some domestic in years past.
Yeah.
If you remember the Oklahoma City bombing.
Of course.
And we have, you know, this is not the first time we've had someone decide it's a good idea to shoot someplace up.
Yeah.
The gunman, we're told, called 911 to say that he was pledging his allegiance to ISIS. His parents are from Afghanistan, but he is an American citizen. Mm-hmm. He was born in New York. He was shot to death in a shootout with SWAT officers who decided to storm the Pulse nightclub at about 5 o'clock this morning Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
And Dave, question, and I just have maybe I missed this in all the reports, is how does one get into a nightclub with a semi-automatic weapon?
From what I'm gathering, he just kind of used it to get in the door.
I mean,
just sort of like, hi, here's my calling card.
Yeah.
It fires lots of bullets. Get out of my way.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the updates. We appreciate it. And please jump in at any point if you have any updates on all this stuff. Hey, folks, I'm Frank Fontana. Sorry for the non-chipper introduction today. We like to be a little happier on the show, but obviously with the state of affairs going on in our country right now, a little hard for that. Our prayers and heart goes out to all the victims and their families in Orlando. We will be talking about this and many things today on our show. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of experts chiming in on the subject. We're probably going to take a little different approach on this, though. You know, from a personal perspective, I understand all of the factual hard facts on why this happens. But from a deeper, energetic, spiritual level, what is going on in this world that warrants people to walk into a nightclub and open up and kill 50 people and wound more than that? And not to mention the families that are affected by this. I mean, this just trickles down. But this doesn't start with just one crazy guy. You know, there's a bigger belief system out there that follows suit of what's up, guys? How you doing out there? It's energy. You know, what's going on in the frequency of our whole, you know, when it comes to things like this, these tragic events? This doesn't start with just one crazy person. Like I said, it's a deeper energetic that follows through. And, you know, you have to be tuned into this thing. You know, if you get what I'm saying here, like, people have to be, like, tapped into it. And ISIS has tapped that frequency in these people to make them do these such evil, tragic things. So we're going to talk about that. We have Mark Anthony Lord, Reverend Mark Anthony Lord, is going to be joining us. Author, expert, he's a representative of also the gay community. He'll be telling about his take on all this from the spiritual and energetic side of why such a tragic event happens and why does it continue to happen. You know, there's a couple books out there that you know, the law of attraction, that speaks of these frequencies. Authors like Abraham Hicks, if you've read any of the Abraham Hicks books, they speak of this mass frequency that warrants these actions that happen in our culture, even down to the Holocaust. There's beliefs that once a collective is in a frequency such as this that creates violence, that it just keeps spreading. So Mark Anthony Lord will be talking about that with us and how that affects events like this. We'll also be talking to later on in the show, Ann Nordhaus Bike, who is our hasn't been here for a while, but she's our resident astrologer on our show, and she's going to talk about why, from the astrological perspective, things like this happen. You know, this does affect when the sun and the moon and the stars are not aligned. There is elements and energies that come from that affect this. And in between all that, we will be trying to sprinkle in some content in here, some of the original planned content we had. But as you know, when something like this happens on a network like WGN Radio 720, we have to cover what's hot and happening. And then we will also be potentially speaking to some of our folks here at Tribune about some things happening internally. Right, Dave?
Oh, yes, we have a lot going on.
This is
going
to be a crazy show, I'm just going to say. I mean, this is a stretch from our usual light and fluffy to get a little deeper here.
But definitely we're going to leave today with that, you know, each of us have to go in deeper within ourselves, and that's going to really change. I like the words that I was talking to Reverend Mark Anthony Lord on the phone, and it seems like he's going to give us some type of motivation as well.
You need it at these times.
Yes.
I mean, you need to dig
mm-hmm.
deep. I mean, this affects a lot of people on so many levels. My parents are from Port St. Lucie, and apparently the shooter was from Port St. Lucie, and I was talking to him on my way down. I said, Dad, what's going on over there? Like, what's the state? What's the feeling from the folks there? And they're just sadness. I mean, pure sadness. And, you know, yes, this person doesn't represent the entire, you know, county or town mm-hmm. of Port St. Lucie. But you know what? I mean, Port St. Lucie is known for very few things. It's a really nice place in Florida, and it's close to the beach, and it's where the Mets go and practice. But now it's also where this crazy person killed 50, you know, people, and that's where he's from. So it taints, you know, he said that's the kind of, on the local news down there, he's getting the vibe that, you know, now when people reference Port St. Lucie, it's going to immediately be associated with this psychopath. You know, so that's not a good thing.
Yeah, all of them are going to pay just because of one.
Exactly.
That's bad.
So we'll get deeper into that. And later on the show, we'll be talking to a few Wonder Women, or at least one. Arabella Rosales is joining us. We're going to talk to you about one of the things that's happening here that maybe you don't know about is spare tire theft. It's not really talked about much, but it actually is a big thing right now, and people are losing hundreds of dollars, even more, thousands. I mean, say you own expensive, like an Escalade, and, you know, you go out, you're driving down the road, and you get a flat tire, you go to look underneath your car to get that spare, and what? It's gone.
Or in the back of the car as well.
Or in the backer, yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of Jeeps especially, and
yep.
they don't have the spare tire in the back.
Well, I mean, you know, like a tire and a rim these days could be a couple $100 or more, $500 minimum for a decent car. So that's a big theft thing going on. So there's a company, SpareShield.com, they invented this product to protect people from getting their tires stolen. So we're going to be talking to the inventors of that in a little while, as well as the folks from Ardmore Productions about the Buffalo Grove Art Festival. And like I said, we'll round it out with Ann Nordhaus Bike speaking of this tragedy, as well as how we can realign energetically and get in tune with things. How you doing, folks? It's me, Frank Fontana. Thanks for listening to our show. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. Be talking about all the breaking news with the Orlando shootings. Whenever we have some information, Dave will chime in here if there's any updates. In the meantime, we will kind of continue our program and in and out discuss the topics. Right now, joining me for our Wonder Woman segment is Arabella Rosales. Hey, Arabella, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Frank?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Please don't mind the usual format's a little bit screwy today. So, you know, obviously with things going on around the country, some pressing news to deal with. But would you like to say something about that?
Yeah, I mean, my prayers go out to everyone in Orlando. I've got a lot of friends there. And, you know, I just think it's a sign that we all have to do everything that we can to try to stop these types of atrocities. But
yeah.
Prayers to all the family and much love. I think that's one of the things that we really need.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's as corny as it sounds, love does conquer all.
Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be a lot more loving going on here. Not lovemaking, but loving.
Love.
All right, so talk to me, girl. You're this week's Wonder Woman, and let's tell the reason why. Let's tell the listeners about yourself.
Well, I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you.
Exciting. I'm a Chicago born and raised girl. Family is originally from Mexico. And I've got to tell you, I grew up in the Pilsen area, little village, Bridgeport, now live in Lincoln Park, so I very much care about this city. And I own a couple of different businesses, I guess.
You do have a long resume here.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it now. President and CEO of AAR and Associates, LTD, co-founder, producer, and owner of Latino Fashion Week.
Yeah,
that's
so
a big one.
I've got kind of a diverse background. I have a management and technology firm, and also do something called Latino Fashion Week, which we've been doing for about 10 years. Very involved in the city, and have a little bit of background in even government, so I've done that. I've been called Renaissance Woman in Chicago Magazine before. So one of the things that I try to do, you know, as a person, as a woman,
and as a Renaissance woman,
is, you know, really try to make the best that you can out of life, learn the most that you can, and try to share the good things that come your way. You know, I grew up with not everything being handed to me. Had to work for everything, work my way through. When I was in government, I was getting my undergrad degree and then law degree. I have a daughter now that's 18. So and she's in University of Michigan. And I try to, as much as I can, be an example, I think, for her more than anything else. In many instances, I've been the first woman. I was the first woman ever to be director of the Liquor Control Commission the state. I was a baby then. I look at my
pictures.
How did
you hustle your way in all this?
I've been a human rights commissioner. Now I'm on the board of CTA, and I am the only woman on the board right now. But I think one of the things that I think is very, very important is you've got to hold on really tight to your values. Your values should be, you know, as good as you can and as positive as you can make them. Hold on to those through hard times and good times, you know, because they're the ones that are going to keep you really focused. And I think also giving back to wherever you're at, be it the city or the state, you know, being civically involved in some way. I'm not a real political person. I believe, you know, I get involved politically. I'm not going to say no, but I'm more of an entrepreneur. I tell people that when I first got into the business world or trying to decide what I wanted to do, I said a prayer to God and I said, you know, guide me on what is the best way for me to help a lot of people, especially my community, and I think especially women, because we are the core of society. I really do believe that. And my
not just society, but of the home and
the home and everything.
I say this to my wife all the time: if she's off, the world is off.
Yeah.
You know, like it, and women, I hope you hear that. You know, we need you. That strong, you know, sensitive woman.
I think it's I love being a woman, but I also know that with that, you know, we carry a lot of power. Wonder Woman. We have 80% of the purchasing power in the country for most things. You know, the decisions are made by us. And so it kind of asks, you know, guide me, put me in a position where I can help the most that I can. And I think the first answer I heard was government. I say, I think I heard incorrectly, because now I'm in a point in my life where, as an entrepreneur, being involved in a number of different organizations, both non-for-profit and civically, you know, I'm in a position where I'm able to really give back and help, grow my business, give jobs, and help others give jobs. I'm involved with the Women's Business Development Center, the Illinois Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. I'm very excited. You're going to bring me back because I'm actually working on developing content as far as programs go for TV things.
That's great.
So, you know, I think we as women, again, love being a woman. I enjoy it thoroughly. And I think we have such great, beautiful power.
Sure.
That work really hard, you know, get in there. I still think the world has to give us more, you know, because it still is tough being a woman, I think. I'm in technology, you know, very male-dominated world. And I've been put in very male-dominated areas. But the thing is, hold your head high, hold on to those values, keep thinking positively, think really big, you know, and then jump into it and do the best that you can.
And let me ask you this, for the young girls listening out there, or for a woman who's trying to remotivate and start out, you know, maybe coming out of motherhood, getting back into the workforce, you know, I would imagine doing as many things as you've done and being in the professional world, there's had to have been times where you've been knocked down, pushed aside. You know,
there have been many low times in my life, you know.
Where did you draw the motivation to come back from those?
I think you have to find it in yourself. I mean, I really do think one of the things that I think is really important is never stop believing in yourself and never stop believing in the connection with this bigger universe that's out there. I do believe that you're constantly having to better yourself. Reading books is really good. You know, people talk about affirmations and all that stuff as maybe being silly. It is not. You know, it's kind of a voice to yourself, your inside self, to believe in yourself. And I always think that what you should try to get into is something that affects a larger group than yourself. I really love what I get into because it has a ripple effect.
Sure.
And I think we as individuals, we go through really hard times, all of us. You know, that's what makes us better. That's what makes us learn. You know, I also really do believe that in those hard times, now what I've learned the hard way is there's a lesson in here. You know, I'm going to try to learn what that lesson is. And I know that around the corner, there's something much better coming at
me. That's right. So. And with the things you're saying, I mean, as it relates to what's happened in Orlando, do you feel like, I mean, because you hear this a lot, like, and some people would say it jokingly, some others not, but, you know, where do parents come in situations of this guy, this Omar Mateen, you know, where do you think it's anything having to do with his upbringing, his raising, his mother? I mean,
you know, I don't know enough about it, but I did hear the they were commenting on what the father had said, and that, you know, he, I guess 2 weeks ago, the person who, you know, shot everyone had
Omar Mateen is
said,
his name.
Omar Mateen,
yeah.
That he was so angry about seeing two gay individuals kissing or whatever. You know, in some instances, it's so hard as a parent. How do you know where to cut the line? So I don't know that you can blame parents. I've got a feeling that there's going to be more that's going to be coming out here.
Sure.
That maybe the internet, maybe, you know, some other things were affecting him in such a way that created this anger.
Right.
And I know we started this with saying about love, but I really do focus on that. If we care a little bit more about each other, you know, maybe at home, with our friends, with our community, we can begin to make some changes. I do think also that there's a coldness now, you know, to people seeing other people get killed, that they're unaffected by it.
Sure.
And you should be affected by it.
I agree. I mean, there's too much on social media, yeah. Too many videos on YouTube and on the internet of this violence, and it's disgusting. I mean,
it begins with us. We really have to begin to care.
Well, and I think it goes back to parenting. I'm sorry, I'm a parent of two young kids. It's my job to do the right thing. You know, teach these kids values in life, that they don't go end up into a nightclub and shoot 50 people.
I agree. It goes back to the family, the core family. You know, it goes back to the values. You know, I talked about the values. So, you know,
that's why I brought it full circle, because you are all about that.
Yeah.
And I wish we had more time, Rebel, to talk to you, but with everything going on here, it's a pretty crazy show today. Where can people find out more information about you?
So there's a couple of things. Our website is aar-alvarosales.com, and then also on latinofashionwk.com. But follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and Instagram is Arabelle22. Twitter is Arabelle AR. So
fantastic!
I've got a unique name, so it's Arabelle Alba Rosales. You're not going to find another one.
Arabelle Alba Rosales. This week's Wonder Woman. Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you so much.
He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not alone.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me on the show today. We're going to squeeze in here a little Frank's Fave segment here, but one of my favorite products that I find each week. And coming up at 1:47, we will be talking to Reverend Mark Anthony Lord about the tragic shootings in Orlando. We'll cover a couple of different topics with him. Right now, let's talk about an issue here in Chicago that maybe not top of mind at the moment, but is certainly an issue to discuss, which is spare tire theft in Chicago. It's on average, let's see here, corporate fleets are losing up to 50 to 60 tires in one evening, costing approximately $30,000. That's crazy. And I'm sure somebody out there has experienced this. You go to change your tire, you got a flat tire, and your spare is missing. Well, that's not fun, especially if you're sitting on the road and you got a lot of traffic. And everyone's just laughing at you as they're driving by. Joining me right now in studio is John Rydell and Mike Rushton. John is one of the co-inventors of something called Spare Shield. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me get your mic on there. There you go. So tell us about Spare Shield. What exactly is it, and why was it born?
The Spare Shield is the only total protection spare tire anti-theft device out there. It's going to protect the port of entry along with the cable and assembly that holds the spare tire on the bottom of the vehicle.
And John, you were the co-inventor of this. What sparked the invention?
Well, I bought a new SUV. On my way home, I stopped to get a haircut. Took about a half hour. Walked out, and my spare tire was gone. I had to truck about an hour.
You're kidding me. So you're sitting in the barber parlor and in your hair shop, whatever you were, and you're in there for literally a half hour. And did you not see any guys walking around the truck or?
Nothing at all. I was looking at my truck the whole time through the window and never even knew it was stolen. Once I backed up, I seen all the parts from the mechanism laying on the ground and I knew what it was.
Oh, man, that's got to be frustrating. Now, is this really a big deal all over the country?
Oh, we're getting calls all over the nation. And one of the things we see is it's done the same way across the country. You know, thieves aren't regionalized anymore with the internet, Twitter, Facebook. They've educated themselves and they know how to do it.
But what are they doing with the tire once they get it? It's a tire. I mean, are they just putting it on the internet and selling it? I mean, how are they getting value, these thieves?
Selling it on the internet, selling it on the corner, selling it to guys selling tires. It's an inventory for them. It's a free tire, and then they go sell it for a quarter of a percentage of the dealership would or the tire store would.
The average thief takes about 30 seconds to steal one. So in 10 minutes, you could have a brand new set of four tires.
So walk me through. If I'm in the market to steal a spare tire, what do I do?
You clip the cable. It's really held up underneath by a cable and a couple of assemblies, bolts. There's nothing that really protects it. It's exposed to the elements as well. So the spare shield not only protects it from theft and thieves coming and cutting it, but here in Chicago where we have the harsh winters with all the salt, it's going to protect that assembly as well.
So how does spare shield conquer the thieves in this matter?
Well, you lower the mechanism. And then you have the spring there. Our two cylinders, you encase it, the spring with the cylinders.
And so it wraps, it basically...
It wraps itself around it.
Around it. And so you can't really cut through. What are the cylinders made of?
It's powder-coated carbon steel. And it goes over the assembly, but not only does it go over the assembly on vehicles like pickups, there's a port of entry where we install our own lock and blocking plate that can't be drilled, can't be tapped. It's got 8,000 combinations. They can't go to Home Depot or Ace and pick up a key, let alone
working with a welder and try to burn that baby off. That ain't happening in record time, I bet that, right?
That's the goal.
So it's pretty much theft-proof at this point, and that value then goes, like, how much is one of these units?
One of these units, the MSRP for $99 for the SUV package and $149 for the cargo van and pickup package. It's because it's got those additional pieces of steel, the blocking plate, lock.
And you've seen a majority of theft coming in SUV?
SUV, pickup truck, and a lot of commercial vehicles, like the trucks you see contractors driving around in, they're showing up to jobs with.
Got it. So that one-time purchase then saves you hundreds, potentially thousands, in multiple spare tire thefts.
The average cost of to replace a tire is between $700 and $800.
Right, so to spend $99 is a no-brainer.
And with this, you can't just buy the cable that they clip. You got to buy the whole assembly. So you're paying for parts you don't even need, and then you're paying the labor to put them in, the tire, the rim, and it's a small investment to save you a lot of money, hassle, and then, you know, you're not on the side of the road with no spare tire on 290, cars flying by.
Yeah.
It's just something that...
See, I just love smart inventions like this to me. You know, it's like a simple, stupid idea, like, hey, people are cutting these cords, find a way to protect these cords. Now, you guys are doing well in your startup venture here. You guys are going to be going out for a Shark Tank appearance. Is this correct?
Yep, making that coming up here tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
There's auditions happening on the 13th. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Wow, man. Are you excited? Are you going to be up there like these pitchmen that you see on Shark Tank trying to sell your goods?
You know, we try and be as sharp as we can and try and keep...
Our
wits in the tank.
Who would be your ideal investor out of all the investors? Would it be Cuban? Would it be Damon?
Well, I think Cuban would be a lot of fun to work with, but I think we'd be thrilled to work with any of them. They just bring so much business expertise and strategy, and that, you know, it's invaluable to
sure. And let alone the exposure, even if nothing did manifest out of it, which we hope it does for you guys. But just the mere exposure, I've heard great stories from other companies who've been on there and never didn't quite get the investment from any of the sharks, but got, you know, millions and millions of people to see their product. Now they're on their way in a bigger way. Now, you guys are distributed across the nation right now, right?
Currently, we're distributed across the nation. We've got clients all the way up in British Columbia, Florida, California, New York, New Jersey, Chicago, of course, but we're all the way, pretty much every corner of this great nation.
And you guys have a website where people can check this out?
Yeah, we're at www.thespareshield.com.
Cool. And on there, the tutorials, pictures, and is it an easy install?
Yes, we got videos on there that show you how to install the product. We also have some tutorials and other install videos for every make and model that we got.
So is there any make and model that right now that doesn't work for?
You know, our product protects spare tires that are on the bottom of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So certain vehicles that like cars that have just a small donut that it sits inside the vehicle, we don't protect those.
Yeah.
We don't
really need it. Yeah, I was going to say, there's no protection needed for something like that. Well, guys, it's a great idea. The company is called Spare Shield. The website is thespareshield.com. Go check them out. Good group of guys. And let's see here. Anything else you want to leave our viewers with, listeners here? No, I think we've covered all the bases here, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff, guys. I appreciate you coming in. I know it's a quick day, but I got a lot of stuff going on over here. And good luck on the Shark Tank. Do me a favor. Promise me you're going to come back after the Shark Tank appearance. And if you get cast on the show, how quickly, do you know how quickly you'll get the turnaround if you get cast?
Don't really know, but if we definitely get on the show, we'll come back and we're glad to have you. We're
cool. Well, give us a call. We appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. It's thespareshield.com. I'm not sure what happened there.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, we're back. Not sure what the technical difficulty there was, but sorry about that. All right, we're going to pick up our conversation talking to Reverend Mark Anthony Lord. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Well, yeah, I'd like to say it was for the most part, but I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. Reverend Mark Anthony Lord is an author, a lifestyle expert here, and a motivational speaker. Mark, why don't you tell the folks listening a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm the founder of the Bodhi Spiritual Center in Chicago, founded that in 2003, and I ran it until 2014, and now I'm speaking out in the world and teaching and spiritual teacher and spiritual leader.
And that's why, Mark, I wanted to have you on the phone, because you and I know each other for years, and I appreciate and value what you do in the world, and wanted to get your take on what happened in Orlando, from more of a spiritual and energetic perspective on why these things happen in our society, beyond the obvious, right? Beyond the gun control issues, beyond the person's crazy. Let's talk about it on a broader spectrum.
Boy, that's what I love about you, Frank. You're a deep dive guy.
Thanks, man. People may not always agree with my deeper philosophies, but you know what? That's what makes the world go around.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can only share what I think, and it's hard. It's hard here because there's love and there's fear, and those things exist inside all of us. There's battling energies, if you will, and the more that we, you know, become loving, the more we feed the love inside of us, the more the world changes. It's sort of that, you know, be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what the world's calling for. And everyone projects the fear out, blames others, points to each other. And it's getting more violent, more angry, more aggressive. And people go, what do I do? What do I do? And we still haven't made the connection that changing your own mind, changing your own heart, changing your own life is a huge contribution. It doesn't stop there. But we need to all do the inner work, you know, and that's key.
And when you say inner work, I mean, and I completely relate to this, but, you know, putting it in a global perspective of, you know, I use the term frequency, you know, like we're all radio towers that emit a certain frequency. And like you say, if we're all afraid and that fear then becomes a defense mechanism of covered by anger, and anger then lashes out to represent that fear, you know, just like this guy, you know, he was his fears of homophobia is what he's claiming was the reason for his disgusting act.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's just big, you know, hatred and fear. They become big, huge, massive, you know, speaking of energy, they're big, massive waves of energy, and they take entire groups of people. And entire groups of people start agreeing, you know, pointing the finger, those people are the bad ones, and if those people were gone, then everything would be okay. Well, that's the game that's been being played since the beginning of time, and it's never worked.
Yeah.
You know, if a war would solve the problem, then the problem would have been solved. But actually, this fighting and this killing and this hating just continues the pain and the suffering.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are at like a collective, almost like a bottoming out kind of thing in society. I hope so. But we finally go, we can't change this way. We need a new solution. And more people, Frank, are starting to look at their own lives. They're starting to go, you know, maybe if I can change my world, that can at least be a part of the puzzle. And I really believe it is. That's what I do. I help people see how inside their own minds and their own hearts, there's deep levels of fear and anger and frustration and stuff that needs to be cleaned out and healed.
And so why do you think, you know, coming from the perspective of the innocent victims that were just partying in a nightclub like any other, you know, Saturday night, that in any way, you know, when you think of the law of attraction or the frequencies, why them? Why that moment? Why were they the victim of this, in your opinion?
Well, I don't like that. I can't go to that question so well because I can't begin to make up, like, you know, the matrix. Like, you know, what is
yeah.
that huge matrix within someone's being that makes them the person that ends up being the one killed or whatever? What I really know and believe, and this is what a lot of spiritual teachings say, I really do believe that we are eternal beings, that we're not these bodies, we're not this life, we're having this life experience. But when someone goes, I think of it more like they pop out and they go, oh man, I'm so much huger than this. And the person that lays down the body is moves to a larger vibration of who they are,
yeah.
which is love, which is expansion. So they're like, I don't believe any one of those people are going, oh man, I was screwed over. I really don't. Anyone can disagree with me, but I fully believe that they're the ones that are like, holy man, this is amazing. I'm bigger and more powerful than I ever thought I could be. Like, they're in their expanded self. Those of us who are left here have a different experience because we miss them in the physical world.
And a great way to, you know, transition to the family members who left to deal with this tragedy. You know, and an amazing way to think of it. I mean, what words of advice would you have for the loved ones who lost their family in Orlando?
Well, you know, that this is like, we all have divine appointments in life, and we don't, you know, one person's got cancer, one person loses a loved one, one person loses what X, Y, and Z. Like, we don't understand, like, life is, this is a traumatic dimension of being here, and when it's your turn, I don't mean this in a cold way, when it's your turn, it's your turn, and when it is your turn, cry and feel and grieve and give yourself permission to feel the devastation. That is what happened. Your life has been, you know, you had a tsunami come into your world, and
yeah.
something really painful happened. And, you know, our culture doesn't allow us to feel our pain and grieve and go deep into that, which is another reason why we don't move forward more healthily. So give yourself, like, today's traumatic. There's no, you know, there's no words that work, you know,
yeah.
today, because it's the next day, 2 months, 3 months, a year down the road, one day at a time. We start breathing again. We find life again, but it takes a lot of time. So today, what I know, Frank, and as a minister, I can just say this. I know that God is where everyone is, or love, or life, whatever word you use. There is something that's holding everyone through the traumas and through the grief, but we have to process it. We have
yeah.
to be the ones that move it. So us on the outer rings, like you, me, these people, our prayers, our positivity, our love makes a difference. We can send it to them. We can energetically connect with them and lift them and let them know that they're not alone. Those are beautiful things to do.
That is, and you hit the nail on the head. You want to talk about changing frequency. There you have it. What this incident and their lives that were lost has done is made the world, just like with 9/11, change their frequency for a moment and pour that love. And that love will hopefully heal these you know, poor families that are left, you know, from this tragedy. It's unspeakable.
Yeah, and the person sitting in the center of the experience, all they have to do is breathe. There's nothing else, and feel and wail and do whatever they have to do. You know, if my loved one is killed or passes, and I'm right there and, you know, next to them, my job is to scream and wail and feel and be in a complete overwhelm. Your job as my friend in the outer circles, you send me the love, you hold me up. You know, so like, we all hold each other up, and when it's my turn in the center of the circle, you know, all I can say is I need everybody's love and support. We all do. We're that connected.
Yeah, I agree with you. Reverend Mark Anthony Lord, we really appreciate you jumping on last minute. Now that you're back in Chicago, are you going to be, like, what are you up to? Are we going to be able to see you somewhere? Or?
I don't have a permanent home right now. I'm traveling a lot, speaking and
yeah.
teaching. And, yeah, I'm thinking about doing something permanent here again. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see as life unfolds. I just love Chicago, and I'm happy to be doing what I do. It's my favorite city in the world.
That's great. And, you know, I just got handed a press wire from the National Gay Media Association from a statement regarding the Orlando shooting, saying individuals in the LGBTQ community have been targeted for violence frequently over the years, but nothing on the scale. What do you think from the community standpoint is going to change now?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, this is why, you know, Frank, forgive me, I don't know, but this is the pain of religion. religion has caused a lot of abuse and suffering in our culture by telling people they're bad and wrong. Like, there's just some real archaic ideas, and we've got to take greater responsibility for how, you know, big organizations teach people to hate. You know, they don't take full responsibility of that, but that's what's been happening to the LGBT world in the name of God. You know, that's what happened to black people. That's what happened to women. That discrimination cannot be justified. Hatred and killing cannot be justified in the name of God any longer. You know, but here's the deal. LGBT people are growing in power. They're waking up to their own truth, to their own self-love, and they're coming out of shame, and they're rising up, and the world is changing, and this will not hold the LGBT world back. This won't. It's too powerful of a community, and it's too loving of a family.
Agreed. Mark Anthony Lord, thank you so much. How can people find you on social media?
At Mark Anthony Lord is my Twitter, and my Facebook is Rev Mark Anthony Lord.
Any random show you got, well, I can do that. Hey everybody, I'm Frank Fontana. Thanks for joining the show. Bit of a crazy show today with everything going on, but we're going to shift focus just a little bit here. Talk about something a little lighter here, like art and Father's Day coming up. You know, why not give a really unique gift that can last a lifetime versus socks and ties and everything else like that? We're here with the folks that participate in Andor Productions, who produce festivals, art festivals throughout the city of Chicago throughout the entire season here. Festival season, they do the Chicago Botanic Garden Art Festival, the Gold Coast Art Fair coming up soon, Port Clinton Art Festival. Armdor's been around since 1983, and they literally do thousands, hundreds of these events and attract thousands of people. And they've been selected as Sunshine Artist Magazine's top 100 best fine arts and design shows. And in the studio with me is a slew of amazing artists. We starting with Darren Stewart, Dale Horn, and Greg Sobanski. We have, let's see here, Meg Music. She's a leather artist, correct? Right? Oh, this is awesome. I can't wait to see all this stuff. Everybody say hi at one collective time here. Because you're all...
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Let's do the Three Stooges. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good to all have you here. I'm going to start from my right to left. Introduce yourself. So, say hi. And what's your medium?
Hi, I'm Greg Sobanski. My medium is a three-dimensional mixed media. It's a piece of all-natural, self-illuminating candle art. The material utilized is a solidified, edible-grade white mineral oil that burns absolutely clean. It does not produce soot. It is hypoallergenic, completely toxin and carcinogen-free. The way the pieces work...
Can you hand me that lit one? Because that looks really neat.
There's a second piece of glass in the middle of the artwork so that when you light and burn these, only the middle part will burn, and that's to illuminate the artwork on the outside. When the center is done burning, you simply leave the glass cup in there, peel out the little bit of material in the bottom of the center cup, and then I have refills of the same all-natural material that come in hundreds of different aromas, so that you keep the artwork forever and you get to decide the smell of the artwork.
I love it. And even if, you know, what if you use one of those battery-operated candles?
Battery-operated tea lights will work in there. A regular tea light will work in there. The center cup is basically a standard-sized votive cup.
I like it. Very cool. You got some unique pieces over here.
Yeah, we have a Tuscan collection, a kitchen collection, spa collection, hundreds of different collections, all with unique pieces. They're all handmade in Arlington Heights.
Do you have a website where people could see what we're talking about?
ClearCandleCorp.com.
ClearCandleCorp.com. And if you're at home right now listening and you want to pop on your WGN radio website, you can click on the watch button. We have these cameras in our studio, which you could see all around here. And you can get a glimpse of what we're talking about here. I would urge it because it's a very visual segment. Thank you so much. Let's move down the line to our next artist. Introduce yourself and say hi.
Hi, I'm Al Sorensen. I work with painting, primarily acrylic paints. I do sports, entertainment. Sports has been the go-to stuff for me for quite a number of years. I do the collage pieces, as you can see.
You have a piece in here with Muhammad Ali, who, rest in peace, we lost last week. Beautiful, beautiful piece.
Oh, thank you.
Is it getting a lot of traction right now?
It has, actually. I did the Buffalo Grove Art Fair a couple weeks ago, and you know, I had people coming by that wanted to pose with it. Do you mind if my wife takes a picture or my husband takes a picture with it?
And you're like, sure, for $10.
Absolutely. It's been a popular piece for a long time, and I grew up watching him, and I remember him fighting, and he was one of my favorites. So to be able to do that and then to have people come, and it sparks memories and you know, good thoughts about Muhammad, it's a nice piece. It really is popular.
And do you start with that, with the backdrop, and paint over it, or do you start with the is that's a hand-painted image?
Yes.
It's
funny. Everybody asks that. What I do is I draw out the figure first, so you get like a cookie-cutter image, and then I'll research and print the pictures out, so you'll see all the different fight posters that are on that piece. I glue them on, varnish them on, and then I go back and do the artwork. So the artwork technically is not on top of the background, but it looks like it is. If I painted on top, you'd see the seams of the pictures coming through, but it creates the illusion of it, and it accomplishes what I wanted, and it really is a nice piece.
Well,
I do the collage pieces of the, you know, the Chicago teams as well, top 50 players. And
I see some Cubs action going over here, some
Blackhawks. I do the hand-painted jerseys. Those are extremely
popular.
Did
you get called from the leagues and stuff that wants you to do some
work? I did some work for the Dallas Stars this past winter. I've done a lot of stadiums that are produced and sell through Major League Baseball.
Neat.
So I keep pretty busy. Yeah, it's good to be busy sometimes.
That's fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I really do.
You know, I'm not going to let you leave with that Muhammad Ali, right? You're gonna have a hard time getting out of the studio. Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Cool, man. Well, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. Let's move on down the road to our next guest. Introduce yourself.
Yes, hi. My name is Dale Horn of Destiny Photographic Art. My wife and I, Gail, started up this business about 4 years ago, mainly from my portrait and wedding photography businesses, where we got the idea of having our vacation images that we've taken. And basically, when we first started off, we had photographed Chicago pretty extensively, and we made more of an art form of the subway system, the L system, the platforms over at State and Lake here, not too far away. And, you know, we'd come out in the middle of the night and photograph what we thought would look very interesting. And
do you have some images with you that I could look at?
Sure, absolutely. There's some.
I have every artist, by the way, folks, brought some stuff in. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was taken in Venice. My wife took that one. That's our number one seller, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and we're looking right now just to explain to the audience. Why don't you give a visual description of that?
Well, it is printed on aluminum.
Does that change the medium? Like, does it change the finish?
It does. Basically, what the big appeal is that the image becomes very clear, a high-def image. It's almost like you're looking out from your window and witnessing what we have. It's also very durable and long-lasting in terms of weather-resistant.
Yeah.
It's also not going to fade. It's four times less likely to fade than photographic paper or canvas would.
Is this one of those things that happened by accident, that you found that working on aluminum would change the way the image would feel?
No, I had some experience with it in photographing high school seniors with my other business, Dale Horn Photography. And, you know, because the high school seniors, they're looking for more of an avant-garde type of a look.
Mm.
So, in doing that, my wife came up with the idea of kind of experimenting with some of the images that we've already taken. So now it, you know, promotes us going out and doing other things, taking vacations elsewhere. We just got back from Quebec City about a month ago. So plenty of area out there to photograph. And as a matter of fact, at the Arlington show right now, we have some of our newer pieces from that particular excursion being exhibited.
Beautiful stuff. I love the way it looks. It looks almost like it's surreal. It's like that. This, like, you know, there's a movie,
lifelike,
but still, it's a. There was a movie with Robin Williams when he was like immersed into the art, and his wife was lost into this.
I forgot the name too.
That's the one where he passed away.
He passed away,
yeah,
and he ends
up. Goes back to.
But it looks like that vivid of art to me. You know, it's beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Where can people find it online?
They would go to destinyphotographicart.com, And there's a complete display there of different locations from Italy and Ireland and, well, Chicago, of course, and Quebec City in France.
Beautiful.
So all originally taken by myself and my wife. It's 50-50. And what's interesting, too, is that, you know, she captures things differently than what I do. And so even though we might photograph the same thing, it's photographed differently, and that's what causes the nice difference in perspective and such.
Got it. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Folks, we got to take a quick break. We'll be talking more of the artists of Amdor Productions and all the many events you'll find this this season all over Chicagoland. Real quickly, getting some more dripping news coming in regarding the shootings in Orlando. As it relates to here in Chicago, Chicago LGBTS and supporters will gather at 7 p.m. tonight at Halsted and Roscoe Streets in response to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. And a little update here, Chicago police stepping up police presence beginning Sunday in response to the incidents in Orlando, and you'll see additional police resources being deployed to the 19th District, as well in that area includes Lakeview, Lincoln Park, and Boys Town. Individuals can also expect to see increased police visibility today at special events throughout the city and along lakefronts, and we'll keep those updates coming in as we go along here.
DIY expert and former HGTV star Frank Fontana.
Frank Fontana.
Hey, that's me. Welcome to the show, folks. We're here through 3 o'clock. Right now we're talking a little bit of art with some of the artists represented at the Amdor Art Festivals that will be happening all over Chicagoland. Ones like the Chicago Botanic Garden Art Festival, Gold Coast Art Fair, Port Clinton Art Festival, and many, many more. We've spoken to a handful of great artists so far. We're moving on to a lifelong artist, dancer, and craftsperson, Meg Music. Hey, Meg, how are you?
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. So what is your medium here?
I work with exotic skins and leathers.
Ooh, let me see. Hold up. I see some
alligator. Alligator, stingray, python, fish.
And do you make jewelry out of it? Do you make, art?
I make handbags, belts, and accessories.
Can I see what you have sitting over there on the counter? Folks, once again, you can go to WGNradio.com, hit the watch button to see where we're looking at here. We're not just radio. Okay. We're internet TV, too. Ooh.
So these are all made from stingray. So I have a purse.
Stingray, love it.
I have purse, belt, and...
I want to see that gator belt. Is that a male belt, a man's
this
belt?
This one is for a woman. But I also do things for men. I can hand
That's
stamp your favorite
awesome.
Song lyrics onto belts. For
can you
men.
Do logos and stuff too?
I do, yeah.
Cool. Now this is real deal. I love it. You got the wedge back of the top of the alligator.
That's
right?
A crocodile back strap.
Crocodile back strap. That is awesome. Great texture. You could feel it. And it smells. I love that
I know,
leather
everyone
smell.
Everyone who walks into my booth always says that they can smell the leather.
Yeah, that's
and I
good
can no
stuff.
No longer smell it anymore.
Really? You're just numb to it all?
Don't smell it. Same.
Awesome. Good stuff. Now, do you have a store or outside of the festivals?
I actually, my work is at Fortunate Discoveries, which is 1022 West Armitage. It's a multi-artist and designer showroom space. There's about 40 different artists and designers that rent space there. So my work could be seen there. And then...
Where do you source your material from?
The alligator and the python primarily come from Florida. And I have sort, you know.
So you're not wrestling some alligators in your backyard to get
my husband
this, huh?
was out chasing down a gator on a golf course one day.
For you, that's true love right there, Meg. I gotta tell you, that's good stuff. And do you have a website or social media?
I do. It's Shop Music, and it's MUSICK.com. And I'm at Instagram at @make_music.
Sweet, yeah. Not literally make music, but.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Meg. Let's shift gears to the right side here. We have Darren Stewart, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Hey, Darren. Thanks for joining us. So what is your art medium here?
We do something called alphabet photography, meaning we've taken photographs of a variety of things from all over the place. And then our patrons find those photos, put the photos they like together, and it will spell out the word. Our photos are a variety of different things, actually from around the world. You'll notice this lightning bolt right here was actually taken out Mount Rushmore in the middle of a lightning storm. We have...
Now, these your photographs or are these licensed?
These are photographs,
okay.
Yes. So
cool.
We've taken the photographs of all over the country. And in fact, some of them are from around the world.
Wow.
Lived in Europe. And then we have the ability to actually customize, completely customize something. For example, If you have a veteran, someone in the Marine Corps, we actually take this photo out and put a picture of your Marine in there, in their dress uniform. So it's completely customized.
I love that. Now, what are the best sellers for you?
Our best sellers are probably our sports teams. People just love the Cubbies. The Cubs are very popular for us. You know, colleges in this area, the most common colleges are actually the Badgers and the Hawkeyes. We sell a ton of Hawkeyes. Iowa Hawkeyes.
Really?
Yeah. They just love the Hawk we're able to put in there. With all of our sports teams, we're actually able to put in an animal or something of the college or university, but it's not actually copyrighted. It's a picture of the animal or the picture of something that correlates to that university.
Interesting. And do you have a website or a social media address?
Yeah, so you can visit us at uspellit.com. That's letter U, spellit.com. We also have two galleries, one in Wisconsin Dells and one in Lake Geneva.
Good stuff. Now, guys, I want to ask you collectively, how is the business of art fairs? I mean, is this a fun thing to do? I mean, I go to a lot of the Wall Street art fairs going on right now, and why aren't you guys there? Or are you and your representatives there? But how is the business of art festivals?
It's, from my standpoint, it's a lot of work, but they're fun because you get to reach people that, you know, you get the personal touch. You see people in person that you don't see online or when they're viewing. You can answer questions. The tough part is they're very weather reliant, so if it's too hot or it's rainy, it can hurt, but a day like today is beautiful, and
yeah,
you get a lot of foot traffic, but it's great to meet the people. It makes a big difference when you connect with the customer.
Well, and you got to maintain, I mean, I guess it's just like owning a donut shop, right? You got to know about how many donuts you need to make and anticipate the sales, and how do you know from festival to festival how much inventory you should make?
I think from my standpoint, I can never, whatever people want, I'll never have enough of. You know, I could paint 101 pictures and somebody wants 102nd.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll bring a handful of things. People can always place orders. I'll sell an original from time to time, but most of the time people place an order. I'll get it back to them in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's there to show. And if people want to take what I have, obviously that's the best thing. But, you know, for me to bring, I have over probably 120 in my inventory of different pictures. I just can't print them all. It's impossible. It's too hard to travel with.
Got it.
But everybody can at least see a good sample. Go on my website and alsorensenart.com and go from there. And that's, you know, that's the process.
The same follow suit for you guys?
Yeah. You know,
Dale? Or
the thing I enjoy most with my artwork is that my patrons can actually create something there. And when they walk away, they have created a memory. And they'll put that on their wall. They'll put that somewhere. And they'll refer back to that. Year after year, they come back to us and they just say, we got this from you last year. We just love it. And that's what's nice is when they can see, they take my photos and they make something that they enjoy and they're going to enjoy it. That's when I know I've made a difference. I like that.
That's great. And how about you guys?
Well, I think with my wife, Gail, and I, what really makes our business go is the gratification that we get from doing this.
Sure.
I've been a photographer for quite some time, but Gail now has joined in with this business 4 years ago when it first started. And for her, it's really exciting to see her be excited about, you know, what we produce, what we sell. And, you know, that's all what it's about. It's very people orientated, we feel. And there's always a story behind each image that we create.
Amazing stuff. I love to have a room full of artists. I want to thank you all. I appreciate this. And go check out all the Amdor Productions. Am I saying that right? Amdor Productions. Follow them on Instagram as well, Amdor Productions. Thank you guys so much. You can go to their website, amdorproductions.com, or call 847-926-4300.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Hey, folks, welcome to the show. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. And joining me once again from, a blast from the past, not the too far past, our resident astrologer to the stars, Ann Nordhaus Bike. Ann, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank. What a pleasure to be back. It's so great to see you today.
You too. Well, whatever's left of you, my God, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
What did you do?
Well, I went vegetarian last summer, like pure veg. No dairy, no eggs, and my body's changed. 50 pounds fell off.
Doing wonders for you.
Thank you. I feel great. It's Eat to Live, basically,
yeah,
by Joel Fuhrman thing. My physician recommended for something else. I had some skin issues, and then it had this side effect. So I stuck
amazing.
With it.
Amazing. I mean, you're glowing. You feel great. I mean, it's a lot of what those stories you see, you know, when you read them on social media, like, oh, I dropped, you know, meat and I look great and I'm glowing. I can tell you, folks, living proof, Anne looks amazing and she's glowing.
Thank you.
I think I need to go back to vegan lifestyle. But, you know, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. You know, you're coming in on an actually pretty, you know, serendipitous day here where, you know, the unfortunate events in Orlando.
Very tough day.
But I'm glad you're here because you do help console a lot of people through astrology, and whether you're a believer or not, when, you know, that's your opinion. We do believe, and this is a science that's been around for a long, long time. Isn't that right?
It has, yeah. And even if you don't believe it, actually, if you set that aside and just look at what the data is, you may find it useful. It's actually about correlation and correspondence.
Right.
And there's a lot of correspondence involved today.
A lot of math too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, math, geometry. Yeah.
And for the folks who are not familiar with your, you know, long-standing presence here on our show, why don't you kind of give them a little background?
Yeah, thank you, Frank. I'm the house astrologer here for the Frank Montana Show, and have been actually for the last 3.5 years,
right,
which is really just wonderful.
It's been that long.
Yeah, it has. Yes, it has. And I also run my own business, of course. I'm an astrologer and have been for many, many years, but I'm also an artist, and the two things are combined on my website, www.annnordhausbike.com. Lots of resources on there. But I came into this. I started with astrology as a young person, and then I went in the corporate world, and then about 15, 20 years ago, I went back to astrology in a very big way, and this is the result. I bring it out now with clients, individuals, but I'm also starting to move into a new practice, actually working with corporate clients.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have Ann often on to speak to you, the listeners, and you guys can call in with your questions or, you know, call in with your sign. We're still going to do that today because we'll have Ann do live readings over the radio, which is really our usual stick, and it's great, and it's usually topical. And we'll still do that after this break, but I just want to briefly touch on it since you're here and you don't, we're not going to have a break. Well, good. We can go right through. Is to touch upon some of the events that happened, and you did your own research on this guy. His name slips my mind at the moment, but you found out when he was born, you found out a bunch of information. You've done your work,
right,
to give an assessment of why.
Yeah. Okay. So Omar Mateen.
Omar Mateen, yes.
Yeah, at least that's the name we're seeing online right now. And this is based on news, which here on WGN they've been quoting ABC News, and that's actually where I pulled this information online. They listed his birth date as November 16th, 1986. So from an astrological perspective, that tells us he's a Scorpio. That tells us right away deep, intense energy. And we know that. We've talked about that sign a lot on this show. The planet that goes with that is Pluto. But in the ancient system, before we knew about Pluto, the planet that went with it is Mars, and Mars is a really big player in what is going on here today and what happened today. Well, one thing is, this fellow's chart, he's got four planets in Scorpio. That's very intense to start with. And just a very difficult thing because it gives him a lot of intense energy. There's a few other things that I pulled. This is based on a birthplace of New York, by the way, so that's what I'm going with. Basically, Mars is retrograde. That's what we were going to talk about on the show today. And Mars is the planet associated with men, and particularly young men. So he is a young man. He is only 29 years old. He didn't have his birthday yet. He's being reported as 30 years old in some places, but it is 29. If that 1986 date is correct. Anyway, basically, Mars is retrograde, and what happens with that is we need to go inward, become more spiritual, look within. But if people are not really focused on that and they're not used to what you were talking about earlier in the show about affirmations, visualization, spirituality, that can be enormously frustrating for people who are used to acting out and only taking action. They're not used to looking within. And so basically when Mars is retrograde, and it's been since April 17th, that can feel especially, happy birthday.
Yeah,
but it can feel as if you can't get anything done. And so for a young man who is used to taking action and having control, and that sounds like a bit of his personality, especially he had several like gun permits. He worked as a security guard. He was used to being the guy in charge. And so to have this feeling that he couldn't act, that's one issue that's going on here. The chart that I pulled for the time, and we had an approximate 5 a.m. time in Orlando, so I pulled a chart for that. Many, many points on that chart hit very, very sensitive points on his chart. And they were coming into alignment or just past alignment. And what happened, and what I suspect, is push came to shove, and he made some very terrible choices, and he was armed, so he had the materials to be able to make these choices. I wouldn't say that it was a powder keg waiting to go, because most of us don't make those choices. But this person in particular just had an awful lot of things going on and was under a lot of stress. He also was having something called the Saturn return. We've talked about that on this show as well. That's what happens around between age 28 and age 30. Most of us basically have something that is a setback in those years, but it's forcing us to get real and grow up. Saturn hit his same place it was when he was born this year. It was hitting it again, and it's going to hit it a third time. He won't be here for that. But that was putting huge stress on him to grow up. And a lot of people don't make it. You hear a lot about, you know, the famous rock stars like Jim Morrison, who died, you know, late 20s.
Yes.
Janis Joplin. They don't make it to age 30. It's as if that Saturn return comes and something in them is like, I don't want to go that place. Because it means changing an awful lot in your life if you haven't cleaned up your act.
Yeah.
And that really hit in this case. That's absolutely in play. Plus, he's divorced. So he's got an ex-wife, and he was abusive to her, beat her, evidently, according to the reports. This is a picture of a very unhappy person.
Disturbed.
Absolutely. And didn't have access to that feminine energy you talked about earlier on the Wonder Woman segment.
Yeah.
He didn't have that feminine force in his life because he alienated his wife. The parents had to come in and help her get out of that relationship. So he really put himself in a very difficult place. And then the energies hit. And really, as an astrologer, I looked at the chart and my jaw dropped. It's almost a textbook case.
That's crazy. I mean, the way you're putting this together is almost like a crime file, like that you could use. I mean, I almost feel like you should be working with the police departments of the world to predict some of this stuff.
Well, there's certainly some profiling aspects of personality that astrology can contribute for news, for profiling, for all kinds of things. It's often used for finding missing people and, you know, other kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Anne. Brilliant.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously. I mean,
I'm sorry that we have to.
I'm slightly dumbfounded by the response. I'm blown away. I think that's. I was expecting you to comment on it, but the level of depth and research you've done, in the perspective of astrology, is brilliant.
Thank you.
I love it. So we're going to shift gears a little bit here.
Yeah.
And folks, you're free to comment on Anne's perspective here on this. 312-981-7200 is our number. We're also taking calls right now to get your sign read live over the air on the show. 312-981-7200. We actually have a couple people on hold right now.
Oh, wonderful.
So let's jump right to it.
Sure, let's.
We have Shirley. Hey, Shirley, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, you're welcome. My birthday is on Tuesday.
Okay, so what's your sign then?
Gemini.
So that's the 14th, right?
Right.
Happy birthday, almost, Shirley.
Thank you. And I was born in Edmonton, Alberta at 11:40 in the morning.
Cool. And do you have any current events going on in your life that you'd like to know specifically of how your sign would affect that?
No, not really. I'm a president-elect of an organization, and the second time around for this, I did it 15 years ago, and it seems to be easier this time around. I don't have as much. I have responsibility, but it's not going to be as stressed this time, evidently, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm, of course, a lot older. I'm going to be 78, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm not slowing down any in my senior age. I don't know. I'm just going strong. I keep telling my grandchildren I'm 15. Last year I was 14, and going on.
We use the second number in our house, so you can say that you're 8.
Oh.
That's great. So what do we have for a Gemini, Anne?
Well, Shirley, that's interesting. You said you're going to be president-elect of your organization a second time.
Right.
Yeah. That's really cool because Gemini is the sign of the twins. And, in fact, as we know, the sun is in Gemini right now. And with Gemini, stuff tends to come in twos. Very often you'll see Geminis who have two different careers. They may be married twice in a lifetime, or in your case, you're doing this thing twice. So you have an opportunity to learn from what you did last time and to do it a different way. That's very cool. You're like a living example of how this works.
And I'm in a second marriage. My first husband died.
Ah, yes. I hope it's a happy, wonderful one for you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, how terrific for you. Do you have birthday plans?
Not really. All my kids are scattered right now. They're all over the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're always a kid. That's Gemini. You're the lightest and airiest sign of the zodiac. So you're always young in heart. That's why, you know, they joke that you're 15, you know? So you can make your own fun even if they aren't with you right now. Something young and cool and fun. My goodness. You're endlessly inventive and full of ideas. What a wonderful birthday coming up for you.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Shirley.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, honey. You too.
Let's move on to Judy. Judy, thanks for calling the show. What's your sign?
Hi, thank you. It's actually my daughter, and she is a Libra, October 21st, 1978. And I'm calling regarding her health mostly. She's 37. She's had some autoimmune issues and intestinal issues, and I'm calling a couple questions. One is she going to find the answer to what is the problem with her health and feel better? And also, is she going to find a spouse in the next few years? She would love to get married and have a child.
Yeah. Judy, what's your sign?
I'm Aquarius.
Aquarius. Ah, uh-huh. That's a nice placement for you with her because you're both air signs.
Uh-huh.
And Aquarius is lovely, too, because they think so much about bettering the world and helping other people. So bless you for calling about her. I hope that, does she know that you're doing this, by the way? Is she comfortable
she
with
doesn't.
This?
She would be okay because she's actually with her sister right now in Orlando, and
yes.
was at a conference last night to meet a person who was doing readings, but she didn't get chosen. So
we'll do it today. Can you tell us her first name?
Bridget.
Bridget? Okay. Well, Bridget, this is for you, honey. Basically, Libras have had it tough. Frank and I have talked about this now for the last few years about the cardinal signs. So Frank is one. He's an Aries.
Yep.
The Libras, the Cancers, the Capricorns.
Fire.
Right on the chin for the last 3 years. But things are getting better.
Okay.
So, Judy, you asked about health issues. So Libra, in the symbolic sixth house of health, that's the Virgo house, there is a lot going on there this year. She's got several items in there. Actually, if you want to go to my website and you go to the top of any page, it'll talk about the forecast for 2016. Both you and your daughter ought to read it, particularly the second half, because it talks about the big year of Virgo. This is a huge year where your daughter could actually have some health improvement because there's so much energy there for Virgo, but it depends on her mind. And Frank talks about this all the time about the power of intention. If she will use her, you know, mental powers and focus on, you know, healing and making good choices. And also, she's got to do the work. That's what Virgo's about. You've got to be a perfectionist about it, and you've got to walk the talk and be in service. She now needs to be in service to herself and her health. The other piece is, besides all these Virgo planets, which is Jupiter, the North Node, and opposite that, we've got Neptune. That is sitting over in Pisces, and that's been there for years, and it's going to be there till the mid-2020s. What that gives her is an opportunity to balance physical health with spiritual health, the dream world, all of these things. She really needs to take a good, hard look at those things for
herself. Which are so deeply intertwined, more than people even realize.
Absolutely.
She is very spiritual, and she's in grad school for art therapy and counseling, so she is one to help other people.
That is a fantastic field for her, given the Libra information. So it strikes me that actually she's probably in well on her way, because Jupiter is in Virgo, and it's there until September 9th. Then it's going to go into Libra. That's the year she could find somebody, when Jupiter goes into your sign. So she can get herself well and get her thoughts really positive. She's got a terrific opportunity here.
And when did you say the possibility is to meet somebody? September?
Starting September 9th, and it'll be there for 13 months.
Nice.
Okay.
And so that will expand everything in her Libra life, but that means it'll expand what you focus on, which means she's got to focus on the right things, the positive things.
That's right.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, Judy.
We're taking her to Mayo. Can I ask you one quick thing? We were thinking of taking her to Mayo for her health. Would you say that's a good idea?
You know, I think that is a place where you need to meditate and pray about that and see what comes to you on the inner plane, absolutely. But certainly there's a lot of energy around healing, but you, along with the physical, which you're going to get at Mayo, you need to have the spiritual.
Agreed.
Okay. Perfect.
Meditation might be a great thing for her to start.
Very powerful tool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judy. Appreciate it. All right, let's take a call from a gentleman this time. Let's talk to Peter. Hey, Peter. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What's your sign, Peter?
Well, my birthday is in November.
November, okay.
What day, hon?
November 11th.
Uh-huh.
November 11th.
So I just kind of wanted a reading and kind of see where I'm at in this world.
Well, what's been going on in your world? Give us a little bit more so we can target to the particular topics. Is there anything that's not quite working right, or are there some things you'd like to be doing but aren't coming through for you?
Definitely.
Well lately, tell us a little bit.
Definitely. Lately I've been having this weird problem where I lost actually a block of time last week for like an hour, and I've kind of been having this like weird bad energy vibes.
It's bad energy vibes. Explain that a little bit more.
Well, I don't know. It's just been weird lately. I haven't been feeling like myself. Like, I went out with Judy last weekend, and usually we go hit the clubs and stuff, but I didn't even feel like hitting the clubs, you know? I just felt like sitting at my house like a couch potato.
Interesting. All right. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes things happen in life that make you feel that, but let's see how it relates to your sign.
I would suggest, Peter, one thing you might want to keep in mind here is what we talked about earlier in the show about Mars, with Mars retrograde. If you're feeling like not quite yourself and things aren't moving forward, when Mars moves forward, which will be June 29th, you'll start to see things gain momentum, and into the summer your get up and go will come back. And that may be very helpful for you.
Yeah, that'd be great, because it's like I just want to hit the club with Judy, you know? I want to hit the club with Judy and Cindy like I usually do every weekend, but lately I've just been feeling like a couch potato.
And actually, when Mars is retrograde, Peter, that is the time to be a couch potato. And the way to spend your time right now really ought to be things spirituality.
That's right. Thanks, Peter. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Good luck with Judy, whoever that might be. All right. I think we're kind of getting to the point here where we should be wrapping up shortly. Let's see here. We got some more statements coming in here from the Orlando nightclub shooting. Representative Jan Schowski issued a following statement in response to last night's shooting. This is from the 9th District of Illinois. Although at this early stage, we're still waiting for details to emerge in the scene. We do not know this attack was motivated by hatred or lack of empathy and understanding. It's crucial that we as a society come together and eradicate barriers of discrimination that divide us and spur tragedies like the one we have just witnessed today. I mean, a lot of statements from folks coming out. Senator Kirk's statement on the anti-gay terrorist attack in Florida nightclub. He states here that Omar Mateen's motivation reminds us of the immediate threat of the Islamic State poses to our country and the need for swift action to protect Americans from future attacks here at home. I hate to end the show on that kind of note. We do have tons of people waiting to be get readings in, so we'll have to bring you back, unfortunately. Why don't you give your website one more time, and then we're going to throw it to news with Dave.
Okay. This is Ann Nordhaus Bike, and my website is www.annnordhausbike.com.
And, you know, so people are actually asking, what was the diet program you were talking about earlier?
Oh, goodness me. That's the Eat to Live is the name of the book. It's by Joel Fuhrman. He's an MD. And the first 7 chapters are all about the science behind it. The guy was a championship figure skater, which is why actually I trusted it, because he was actually able to be so active doing this.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and your library has it. It's been out for 10, 15 years.
Are you doing readings in person anywhere? Because a lot of people are texting as well. Can they see you in person?
Oh, yeah. Well, they can find out about consultations through my site, yeah. But I'm also going to be doing some speaking later on in the year, and we'll be publicizing that. The best way to keep up on what I'm up to, actually, is through my website. They can sign up for a newsletter.
Got it.
Yeah,
perfect.
And I post on social media all the time.
Okay, cool. What was that, Dave? Dave's talking to me in my ear here. All right. Oh, gosh, what a crazy day here. Ann, thank you so much. I appreciate
You're so
it.
Welcome.
We got to have you come back when it's a little bit more of a sane day here.
Love to. Happy to help in any way I can.
A little happier note on things. Dave, thank you so much, Miranda, our producer here, for making this
a crazy day.
Crazy day coming all in from all angles. What you guys don't see behind the scenes is all of the news releases being handed to me on the spot, and Dave's responsible for that. You do this kind of work in the newsroom all the time, right?
Yes, that's what I do upstairs in the newsroom, so I'm pretty much used to it. So, you know, there's going to be a vigil today in Lakeview.